Receiver George Pickens is looking to be the Steelers' game breaker in 2023. Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada must help make that happen. Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett's SUV got stolen last week with his 2023 playbook and all of its offensive secrets for the coming season inside. Not to worry, the accused perp, no it wasn't Bill Belichick, was promptly caught and the playbook quickly recovered. But if we would have gotten a peek into offensive coordinator Matt Canada's plans, we likely would have glimpsed some big things in store for a plethora of second-year players in Pittsburgh. Namely, undrafted running back Jaylen Warren, tweener tight end and Cam's little brother, Connor Hayward, and the injured Smurf receiver, now healthy and ready to make his move, Calvin Austin III. All of them look to enjoy expanded roles in 2023 as the Steelers look to put up plenty more points per game in the quarterback-crammed AFC. Still, the unquestioned second-year Steelers star, aside from Pickett himself, has to be the acrobatic, game-breaking wide receiver George Pickens. The alliteration already rolls right off the tongue in Pittsburgh. Pickett to Pickens, Pickett to Pickens. The connection could prove prolific as well as poetic. The pair have entered the league together, and they could define the Steelers as a big play offense for the next decade. And while both have displayed flashes of potential greatness as rookies, it's time to start delivering real proof. Potential must be replaced by production in 2023. Without doubt, Canada's playbook will be full of plans to make this happen. And while the details haven't been leaked, enough tidbits are emerging from the Steelers' OTAs as to suggest that Pickett to Pickens will be the preferred route to restore the Steelers' signature splash plays, which have been sorely missing since the latter days of Big Ben Roethlisberger's prime. How will Canada and the Steelers accomplish this? Well, both Pickett and Pickens have provided some strong hints in their post-OTA interviews over the last week. In 2022, the much-heralded Pickens out of Georgia put up 4 touchdowns as a Pittsburgh pro. He grabbed 52 catches for 108 yards, playing in all 17 games. But he topped 100 receiving yards just once on the season. There were many reasons for this up-and-down performance, all of which the 2023 playbook, coupled with second-year progress by both Pickens and Pickett, will look to correct. Chief among them will be ensuring that Pickens isn't a one-trick receiver. Yeah, he got his share of go routes last season, and this translated into a very respectable 15.4 yards per catch. That ranked him 5th among AFC receivers. Pickens also developed a decent chemistry with both Steelers QBs. Combined, Pickett and Mitch Trubisky enjoyed a 109.3 passer rating when targeting Pickens. All of this is very positive and can be built upon in 2023, especially as the Steelers emphasize restoring those game-changing, quick-strike splash plays. But there's also a dark side to these stats from last season that must be improved upon by both better play calling and more precise routes run by Pickens. You see, Pickens compiled most of his production by running go routes down the sideline, along with some outcuts. He wasn't used across the middle of the field very much until much later in the season. And he really didn't get the ball in his hands delivered while he was running in stride. As a result, Pickens' yards after the catch, those all-important yak yards, were lacking. He amassed just 104 yards after the catch. That's nothing to yak about, despite Pickens' protestations that he was snubbed for the Pro Bowl. In 2022, Pickens received his share of deep targets, but most of them were jump balls that limited his ability to run after the catch. This is one of the major things that must change for the coming season. Part of this will be the play calling, but part of it is Pickens' progress running all the routes, especially over the middle, where speedy, shifty receivers can pile up yards after the catch after they haul in the football. The signal is already being sent to both Pickens and Pickett, and it's happening during these recent OTAs. Pickens told the media that both yards after the catch and producing first downs are major areas of emphasis for 2023. The more first downs, the more opportunities the Steelers will have for making those big splash plays, Pickens said. Quote, I'm not really sure as far as how each game is going to go, how the targets are going to work. I just know when it comes my way, I'm going to try to make a play. I haven't really suggested more targets. I'll just let my game do the talking, unquote. Now, Pickens might not have said it, but Pickett already has the message that getting the ball to his most athletic receiver will be a very good thing this season. Quote, I tell him I'll put it in his zip code and he will do the rest, Pickett said of Pickens during a recent radio interview in Pittsburgh. The guy makes unbelievable plays. When we are on the field together, we are constantly talking about what we see, what he sees, where I need him. He goes out there and he does exactly what we ask him to do. Then he lets his talent take over, unquote. Best of all, this is what Pittsburgh wants to see on the football field this season, namely Pickett to Pickens. Sure, Jaylen Warren, Connor Hayward, and Calvin Austin III, they'll get their expanded roles too in 2023. But if the Steelers are serious about resurrecting their quick strike splash play ability to score from anywhere on the field, the route to this will be Pickett to Pickens. This is the pairing that must be prolific should the Steelers have any hope of holding their own in this quarterback cram, pass happy, score from anywhere AFC. Even in the early days of OTAs, the message is clear. The Steelers' offense needs more firepower to generate far more points. It will be up to Pickett and Pickens to provide the TNT. Pickens, for one, is promising fireworks. Quote, I feel like we can be super explosive, the receiver said of himself and his young gun QB. We are on the same page communication-wise. Last year, everything was a first trial. You don't know what's going to happen when you are thrown into the fire like that, unquote. Well, in 2023, Pickens and the offense are looking to burn defenses. If they don't, expect Matt Canada and his playbook to be burned. This as torch-carrying Steelers Nation runs him out of Pittsburgh. Hey, even some longtime Steelers scribes don't really know how it's going to go this season. Just listen to Jerry Dulac. He's the longtime Steelers beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he's taking a wait-and-see approach on the 2023 Steelers offense. Quote, "How will Matt Canada handle the offense? Can it be more explosive? And most important, can it score more points? Until we see it, we are all a little uncertain, maybe even uneasy," Dulac wrote during a recent chat with Post-Gazette readers, and he added this, quote, "I'm sure it will be a little different because changes and tweaks and improvements hopefully are made all the time. Having Pickett and Pickens for a second year now will help, of course, too. But until I see it in training camp and in games, it's hard to say how it will look," unquote. Hey, you know, the best laid plans and the most carefully drawn playbooks, they still can blow up in one's face. So we shall see. The jury's out. But Pickett to Pickens is the route we want. And it's the route for the Steelers to hold their own in this loaded AFC. And because the offense is so important, we have much more on the 2023 Steelers attack, including some big roles for a diminutive running back and an undersized tight end, all in this hopefully explosive edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure to check out my full print column first thing Thursday on Penn Live. As always, it will be packed with plenty of memes, bringing the latest, greatest Steelers debate to life and to laughs. Right now, let's get right to it. Hey, it's not just George Pickens in his sophomore year who could energize this Steelers offense. Two other players who came to prominence in their rookie year are poised to greatly expand their roles and their production in the retooled and fine-tuned Steelers attack. First up, the sensational Steelers fire plug in the backfield who came out of nowhere, literally. I mean, he was undrafted to get the running game going last season, even as the former first rounder, Najee Harris, was dealing with a nagging foot injury in the early part of last season. Of course, Najee came on late, but it was Jaylen Warren that first energized that backfield. Now, for 2023, that backfield could be something of a two-headed monster as Warren has earned his tag team role alongside Harris. Here's Mark Caboli writing for The Athletic about all that's in store for the small Steelers running back with a big and bright future in Pittsburgh. Caboli writes this of Warren and his expanding role. Quote, "Stop if you've heard this before. The Steelers are open to finding ways to get both Harris and Warren on the field at the same time. Despite years of hinting at it, this season might be the best chance of actually following through with a two-back backfield because of two things: protecting Harris and the emergence of Warren last year as a back who's capable of doing just about everything Harris can do." Offensive coordinator Matt Canada has spent part of his offseason putting together an offense that can be multiple and dangerous. The Steelers added players on the offensive line and have talked openly about being a power run team. They have multiple tight ends that can do different things. Connor Hayward is a jack of all trades, including fullback. The speed of Calvin Austin in the slot and the savviness of Allen Robinson. It's just a matter of putting players in roles that can exploit matchups, and one of those very well could be Harris and Warren on the field simultaneously. Despite different pedigrees, they have the same skill sets. Both can run with power, pass protect, catch the ball out of the backfield, and carry the load during a game if necessary. So why not put both of them on the field in certain situations? Well, they're at least discussing that internally. Said Warren of his possible new role, quote, they have said they are planning to find ways to get us both on the field at the same time and just do different things with me. Najee is still the starter, and whenever he needs a break is when I will go in, but we might mix things up some. I just want to help the team any way I can. Whatever it takes, I'm willing to do, unquote. There are a dozen different ways to get Harris and Warren on the field simultaneously, but a pony backfield isn't likely to be anything close to a staple of the Steelers' offense. More likely, it would be an option to create mismatches. Canada tinkered with it at times last year, and it was successful. Out of the 16 games the two backs played together, 8 times they were on the field together, resulting in 8 running plays for 57 yards. It's a small sample size, but considering Warren went from an undrafted free agent to number 2 running back and taking over 30% of the snaps at running back, it is significant. Warren played in 16 of 17 games and had 105 touches. That was 77 rushing, 28 receiving. He finished with 379 rushing yards and 214 receiving yards. He averaged 4.9 yards per carry, though some of his numbers came late in games and runs on third and long that inflated the average. But whatever you say about him, Warren did what they wanted out of him, and his efforts allowed Harris to subtract his touches by 68 from his rookie year. And you remember, as a rookie, Harris touched the ball a league-high 381 times, plus 14 times in the playoffs, and history suggests that's simply not sustainable. At 5'9", 215 pounds, Warren is tough to bring down in the open field. He enjoys making contact, which is the mentality the Steelers want this year in their running game, unquote. So, hey, great stuff from Caboli as always, and great things to come from Warren, who is already a fan favorite and could see even a bigger role this coming season. But he's not the only one. Next up is another Steelers tweener who could become something of a utility knife in the 2023 offense. I'm talking about Cam's little brother, Connor Hayward. There are big plans for this tight end slash fullback for the coming season. Once again, we turn to Mark Caboli and The Athletic for the inside Steelers scoop on how the little Hayward could come up big this season. Caboli writes, the Steelers drafted mammoth Georgia tight end Darnell Washington, who many believed was the best tight end in the class, with the 93rd pick in the 2023 draft. It was the third tight end they've drafted in 3 years, despite Connor Hayward putting up some good tape together during the final third of the season a year ago. This appeared to leave Hayward, who is anything but a prototypical NFL tight end, as the odd man out, at least according to Caboli, who writes this about the situation for Hayward entering 2023. Quote, actually, you can say an official position isn't attached to Hayward's name right now. In other words, no official position. He still reports to the tight end's coach, but he has been in communication with the running back's coach. This is since the team reconvened in mid-April for phase one of the offseason. Now, if all goes as planned, Hayward will be used in various ways, a true jack of all trades, if you will, with fullback and tight end, the main spots being earmarked for him early in the spring. And that's how he's listed on the team's official roster, tight end slash fullback. Hayward was a running back, a tight end, an H-back, and a special teams player who endured hardships in college. Some were convinced the only reason the Steelers used the 208th pick on him in the 2022 draft was as a favor to his older brother, Cam Hayward. Now he could be the X factor in an offense that needs some innovation. The Steelers have yet to get to defining roles for 2023. Hayward said that won't happen for a while now. But Hayward was told they are going to use him in various ways beyond a pass-catching tight end, a fullback, and a special teams ace. Being a quick, nimble, and somewhat generously listed 6-foot, 230-pound player, the Steelers are anticipating that Hayward will be a matchup nightmare in a league built upon success coming from creating mismatches. Hayward said offensive coordinator Matt Canada gave him this advice for the coming season. Quote, learn everything. Learn the whole offense so we can plug you in wherever we need you, whether it's fullback, running back, tight end, two tight end sets. I feel that I can play running back at this level on third downs. Pass pro, catch the ball out of the backfield. Line up me in an empty set. It's just knowing what to do. This game is all about matchups, and that's what we want to do. There is not a linebacker in this league who can cover me. I'm serious, unquote. Wow, Hayward is fired up, and he's firing me up a little bit. And the bottom line for the versatile Connor Hayward in 2023 will be this, and it's in his own words. Quote, I know I will be doing a lot of different things, unquote. A lot of different things, a lot of curious things in store for this offense. For my money, it starts with Pickens. It's going to be Calvin Austin III. We haven't even talked about him very much. I can't wait to see what he does, the speedy Smurf. We got Hayward, jack of all trades, and we got Warren possibly in the backfield with Harris and doing all he does and also balancing out the carries so Harris isn't running to the ground. It's a lot of pieces are in place for this Steelers offense. I mean, now it's about these second-year players taking it up a notch and Matt Canada keeping up with him with this secret playbook that, you know, was in the stolen car and we still don't know what's in it, but it better be good. Or if the Steelers don't burn defenses this year, they're going to burn that playbook, I think. Of course, we'll be covering it all here on your Steelers Update, out fresh every Wednesday, on season or off. Be here Wednesdays. Sign up wherever you get your podcast or favorite audio. And of course, log on to PennLive.com.